Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Back, and thank you for spreading the word. We've got some new members just in the last couple days here. Marcello Gleason, Jacob Brudscha, Luis Angel Orduña, Sid Wolf, and Mauricio Borba. Sorry if I didn't pronounce your names exactly right, but welcome to the club. And feel free to comment and question and contribute to this community that we're making online, a community of guitar players that are trying to get better at playing guitar and exploring the wonders of this fantastic instrument. Today I'll do another guided practice. Yesterday we did keys in major thirds. We did C, E, and A flat, right? Working on the pentatonics. Let's do today in minor thirds. And today we'll keep E as one of them because that's nice. And then we'll go up in minor thirds. So from E, we have E, and then up in minor thirds is going to be G, and then B flat, and then D flat. Okay, so I'll pick a region of the guitar to work on. You know, you don't have to pick the same region. You could work on any region you like, but it may be useful in this guided thing to use the same one as me so that when I talk about it, we're doing the same thing. So I'm going to say the middle part of the guitar. E in the middle part of the guitar here, roughly, let's say. Let me change my camera angle a bit. Here we go. I'm playing E off the fifth degree, off of the B. Mixolydian type of position. Okay. Now what if I want to go to G from there? Well, seems to change in this way. I'm still starting on B, but now I'm playing the G pentatonic. 1-4, 1-4 instead of 1-3. 1-4, 1-4. Right? Okay, now I'm going to go to B flat. Well, I could keep going up. See, it feels like it's getting a little too high for me. I want to bring it back to the middle, because this doesn't feel like the middle anymore when I'm starting on C. It's more like the upper middle area. So I'm gonna play the B flat off the root, fifth position, starting with the root with the second finger, and then I'm going to play D flat, starting on B flat. So that's just like playing a B flat minor, right? Notice that like when we play the major pentatonics, major third apart from each other, like C, E, and A flat, each of those is going to have one common tone with each other one, would be connected by the roots and the thirds, right? So like if we have C major pentatonic, that's connected to A flat through the note C. That's where they overlap, which is the root of C and the third of A flat. And if you have A flat and E, well, those are connected through the A flat, which is the root of A flat and the third of E, if we call it G sharp. And if you have E and C, those are connected through E, which is the third of C and the root of E. Right. Now, if you it and then so you, since you have one overlapping pitch, and three scales that are five notes each, has 15, but there's three duplicates, so that makes 12, which gives you 12 tones, right? Now we have four scales that are each five notes. That gives you like 20 notes, right? But each one, because it has a minor third in it there, it's going to have two common tones with every other scale. So if we take, for example, if you take the first two scales we had, E major and G major, right? Well, these are going to have two common tones. We're going to have E, right? E is the sixth off of the G, right? And E is the root of E, and then it's going to have B. B is the fifth off of the G, but it's the third off of G, and it's the fifth off of E. So since every scale has two common tones, that means you have three original tones in each scale times four. Again, gives you 12 tones. A little bit of theory there. Okay, so I prepared just a looping track here. This is a little faster than the one I did. It changes more quickly than the one I did yesterday, which was very, very slow. I wanted to work on little two-string cells. This is a very interesting way to even break down the pentatonic scale even more into like string sets. So, for example, if I'm on E major and I play on the top two strings in that area of the guitar that I described, the middle of the guitar, that's what I have. I only have these four notes: F sharp, G sharp, B, and C sharp. Key changes to G, what do those notes become? Right? Well, this seems like the closest thing I could play would be right there. I keep the B. If I have a common tone, I keep it and I change other stuff. That's E, but G. Right? Is here. Now if I go to B flat, I'm gonna come here. Now there's a question. Should I go? Because theoretically I want to keep this D, but as I said, it's starting to get high for the B flat. Flat here, as we planned. That's coming out of this position, and then the D flat, right? It'll become clear when I start the exercise. So, I think I put some kind of groove on here. I can't even remember what I did. Let's see. That's E. G, and then B flat, one bar of each at this tempo, two bars. Messing with these four notes. C. Now F, A flat, B flat, D flat. Those are the four things. Just improvise with those. Thank you. second and third string. Simple pattern, so you make sure we're playing the same thing. 1, 4, 1, 3. That's A, B, D, E. And then G, B flat, C, D, A flat, B flat, D flat, E flat. String and the fourth string. Starting on E, both of those. So I'm starting 1-3-1-4. 2-3-1-4. Sorry. 2-4-1-4. 2-4-1-4. 4-1-3, and then 1-4-1-4, and then 1-3-1-3. Notes are E, F sharp, G sharp, B. E, F sharp, G sharp, B. Then I got E, G, A, B. E flat, F, A flat, B flat. myself, I'm trying to challenge myself as I get warmed up to try and push it a little further in terms of what I'm doing with the right hand. Here I'm just playing triplets.
Thank you.
drum part. For each cycle, now move to a new set of two strings. So we'll start on the bottom, two strings, and then when it comes back to the beginning of the cycle, back to E again, then we'll move to the next set of strings. We'll work our way up the guitar. Here we go. First, I'll do it with a pattern. G. B flat. Set of strings. G. Just think about the key. Don't think about each individual note. Just think about what key am I in? D flat. E. Next set. Start at the bottom range of the guitar. Kind of work your way up, just not as strictly as we did before. then we might think, okay, now that we've gotten this, the next step, I might make another loop that's just one beat of each one. Or, you know, there might be some intervening steps, but eventually I might get to something like, sorry, wrong key. I might get to something like, so I'm just switching more rapidly to the point where I can get some kind of a flow. Now I'm just thinking like these four keys are just moving more quickly. And oh, sorry. You start to get this kind of pan-tonal sound by moving through keys more and more quickly. So anyway, that's a pretty good warm-up. A little bit longer today, but hope that's useful. And again, thank you for spreading the word. And if you're in the New York City area tonight, I'll be playing at the Jazz Gallery with the Henry Threadgill Very Very Circus. That's all the news I have to report for today. Enjoy your Thursday. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.